sick to the teeth of the news on the screen of a Hezbollah scum and jihad, the obscene, whose men plant the bombs and then live feeling free to watch women and children be killed on TV. Which Satan delivers a child of death curse in the name of a worn-out collection of verse. I've not read the book, so I cannot recite, but I'd bet Salman Rushdie is just about right. Underneath the black cloud of Islam, and what kind of publicity needs so much blood? It's not for some sad diabolical god selling himself as a two-bit Macbeth, as the expert in sentencing cousins to death. And what kind of god can this be anyway, that you gotta prostrate to him five times a day? With hate in your heart and a gun in your hand, is force the only thing to understand? Underneath the black cloud of Islam, and the butchers who've got all this blood on their hands are the ones who need God to be stood where he stands, blessing this kidnapping, murder and war with books written hundreds of ages before. And women in veils walking paces behind doesn't sit easy in my kind of mind. It speaks of oppression and no other choice than rigid compliance with the loudest voice. Underneath the black cloud of Islam, and you can put a lead bullet clean through this guitar, 'cause I'm not overjoyed with the story so far. Sharing a world with the nutters of God is as good as being 6 feet under the sod. The words that are written are all here to stay, and these are the latest there are anyway. And I am the prophet, so don't believe me. I'm the same as the old ones, except that I'm free to give you a piece of my mind, which is this. You're the worst of Jehovah's blind witlessnesses, with your feet in the door of the deepest abyss, which is underneath, which is underneath, which is underneath the black cloud of Islam.